been in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soft found liberty. My sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary.
Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man.
Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary.
Oh,
mercy there was
anybody just say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Calvary.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace.
Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. Interposed his precious blood.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace now, like a fetter, bind my yielded heart to thee. Let me know thee in thy fullness. Guide me by thy mighty hand.
Till transformed in
thine own image, in thy presence I shall stand.
Welcome to our home, everyone.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to sing the
brethren, see poor sinners round you stumbling on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving. Can we bear to let them go? See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down.
brethren pray, and holy manna will be showered all around.
Sisters, will you join and help us? Moses' sister aided him. Will you help the trembling mourners who are struggling?
Where no storm clouds rise. Oh. tell me of a king in his beauty there. And they tell me that mine eyes shall behold where he sits on the throne that is whiter than snow. In the city that is made of gold.
Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile it drives their sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again.
Here. walk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above. Oh, it would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends with God's children, help who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek.
Rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus like him, thou shalt be. In thy conduct, his likeness shall see.
Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. Let him be thy guide, and run not before him. Enjoy in song.
Thank you.
dance, I yielded control of my body and soul to my wonderful, wonderful Lord.
My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, by angels and seraphs in heaven.
Wonderful.
We live, the more we possess. We have more. So how is it that our needs do not diminish in proportion to our possessions? Although we have the world at our fingertips, we all lie down at night as paupers. We soon discover what Anne Hawkes expressed when she first penned these words in 1872. We really do need Jesus. There is no gadget that can substitute for God. There is no technology that can provide the communion with Him that we so desperately need. And there is no amount of money that can buy the peace that Christ affords. Yes, more than ever, we need Him. Every hour, we need Him.
Savior, I Put my sins under.